A few blocks from the corner on North Huron Street in Ypsilanti, not far from Michigan Avenue, is the Corner Health Center. You've likely walked or driven by it many times, perhaps not realizing it. It's a primary health care site for teenagers, providing physical and mental health care support. There are medical doctors, substance abuse specialists, and educational programs for patients between the ages of 12 to 26. One of those programs is the SOAR Mentoring Program for young women, available to them while they're pregnant and up to the time their youngest child turns 1 year old. Nicole Bongers is a social worker at the Corner Health Center who, among other things, oversees the SOAR Mentoring Program.
We found in our clinic that, you know, after you have a baby, it's really hard. It takes a village, right, to raise a kid. And so we are really trying to help provide some of that so that people have someone they can reach out to for advice, someone they can reach out to when they're trying to figure out where to find resources, someone they can reach out to if they just need to vent about something about being a parent and not feel so alone.
Bongers says the SOAR program was originally designed and funded to help with a number of issues faced by young, typically underserved mothers.
We also see a high rate of things like perinatal depression, perinatal mood disorders with moms. You know, that's more common with all moms than I think people think, and especially when you're facing issues that come along with, you know, like being an underserved population, member of that population, you see higher rates of things like domestic violence, depression, you know, food insecurity, housing instability, things like that.
Once a month, the moms and their mentors gather at the Corner Health Center for a meeting where the young mothers take part in special classes and meet face-to-face with their mentors. Angela Grishuber is a mentor to a young mother of an 11-month-old son and says being a young, single mother herself, she clicked instantly with the new mom she was matched up with.
She's had a lot of adjustments to being a single mother herself. Her mother has moved, so that was a big adjustment for her. She's transitioned from working to going to school and working. So our relationship is really like a friendship. And if she knows I'm there, if she needs me, and we just sit down and we talk like old girlfriends.
She says she and her mentee communicate frequently on their own and wishes there had been a similar program available when her two sons were younger.
Corner Health does so much for these young women. And it's amazing those resources that they have that I wish I would have had when I was younger, having my boys. And so I think this group is amazing and can offer a lot to a young mother, or any young adult at that matter, with any issues.
Heather Fulator is one of the new mothers participating in the Corner Health Center's SOAR program. She pats and comforts her three-week-old son, Josh, at a recent meeting and says even though her mentorship relationship is a new one, she has already found it to be quite helpful.
We talked about resources a lot of stuff going on in the community that I could use to tap into to get, you know, food or other things like that, things for my baby. So she's been great. I love her. She's very helpful.
Kate Scher is a maternal infant health program coordinator and nutritionist at the Corner Health Center. She says they've been working since 1980 to make the center a safe place for teens with whatever issues are going on with them.
Whatever those needs are, and they're often complex and they're often multifactorial, and we just try and meet kids where they're at and support them. It's a really hard transition to adulthood. It's gotten even harder.
So next time you pass the Corner Health Center in Ypsilanti, not on the corner, but actually began in a corner classroom in the old Ypsilanti High School, stop and listen for this sound. And know young women are inside getting the support and help they may not have available to them anywhere else, hidden in plain sight. Lisa Berry, 89.1 WEMU News.